welcome to another amazing Holy Ghost Spirit-led infused episode of the Faith, Fire, and Flow podcast show, the show which brings you all of the most incredible entrepreneurs, creators, leaders, and those who are just saying yes to what life is meant to be about, the way it's meant to be, and who are here to share with you their wisdom, tools, techniques, tips, and just straight up, what even is that, spirit-led downloads that are going to help you in your business, in your money, in your life. Let's go. Buckle up. It's happening.
Hello, internet. Oh my gosh, I'm literally messaging Rachel, who runs my YouTube channel, who's on my team, to tell her I'm doing a live stream because it's unheard of in recent months that I'm doing a live stream. I've got to actually let people know. It's happening. She's back. She's talking to the people. Oh my gosh, I literally nearly fell off the front of the chair and I would have planted on my booty on the polished concrete floor here. You don't need to slow down and breathe. You need to wake up and live. Hey, Onesie, you don't need to slow down and breathe. You need to wake up and live, coaster. Can't have it. Not selling them. I do have hundreds though, so should I just get around to actually selling all the stuff I've produced and created? You would think so, but I'll tell you something about something. Firstly, where is everybody? Come on. Join. Where are you? I'm waiting for you. You're going to be watching this on replay and you're going to be so darn happy that you watched this on replay, because I can tell you that I'm in that Holy Spirit fire and flow, and there is a thing that is going to come through today, and I don't even know what it's going to be, but I just know that it's going to be good, good, good. Thank you, Lord, for the outpouring that you work through me, and all I got to do is say yes, yes and amen. Oh my gosh, you guys, this morning I pulled out every teacup in my whole house to start washing them all by hand. Some of them are very antique and very rare and very expensive, so it's a precious job. And also a few were handmade by my grandmother, which is an even more precious job because it's a priceless job. I had no idea how many vintage teacups I actually own once I collected them from every surface in the entire house. And there's so many more here as well, which I just remembered. I have a little bit of an obsession with teacups and red-bottomed shoes. I mean, I don't really mind the color of the bottom of the shoe, but Christian Louboutin does make a good shoe, and I haven't been afraid to get it custom made now and again. If you need to leave now because that's too much for you, off you go. Be on your way. I'll say a prayer for your departure. All right. I need to be sassy this early on in the conversation, Kat. Why is nobody watching me on Instagram yet? I know so many people are going to watch on replay, but I feel like I've accidentally gone live on the wrong page or something. Anyhow, I see some of you there on Facebook, where I must say that my vibe is like lower, duller, less bright for some reason, maybe because I'm using an old phone. But we're going to talk about some things that you need to hear today about business. This is a conversation for entrepreneurs. It's a conversation for leaders. It's a conversation for messengers. It's a conversation for a particular type of woman. Now, if you're a man, you're allowed to listen. It's not, you know, illegal. But I am speaking to the woman, and I'm speaking to a particular kind of woman. And you are a woman of faith. You are a woman of God, and or you know that it's about jolly well time that you walked over that line. So hop to it. Might as well get to it now. No need to dilly-dally. When you say yes to God, life says yes to you. That's just a reality. And you don't even need to know all of the details of how it works. But one, I mean, you're going to learn. Watch my Monday night Bible studies. It's on my Instagram every single Monday. Occasionally we have like a dinner or something, and so it's not there. But it's mostly on my Instagram every single Monday night. So one of the things that is true about you, if this is for you, and if it's not, feel free to watch anyway and send me some chocolates or something afterwards. Or just tell me whatever you want to tell me. But this is for a particular type of woman, and you are a woman, if this is for you, who you have a knowing. You have a knowing in your spirit about who you are. And part of that is that you are a leader. You are somebody who has a big voice. You are meant to speak forth with boldness. You're meant to pour out a thing which actually supernaturally comes through you, and it is from God. And yes, your experiences, your like wit, of course, gotta have some humor, your stories, your knowledge, your, you know, life journey that you've lived, that's part of it, right? Obviously, we're going to always share our stories, or we're going to have a filter of our own personality and characteristics. But if you've been appointed to lead, to impact, to write, for example, or speak or create or make courses or do any sort of thing that actually has to do with sharing a message into the world, and you know that's who you are, then one of the most critically important things that you're going to have to do, which can honestly be such a wrestle and a battle, and personally I just get stuck up in all kinds of back and forth in my head sometimes before I remember who on earth I am and come back to truth. One of those most critically important things is you're going to need to learn to be brutally honest with yourself in areas where you've been convincing yourself that something is for you. Now, I've been thinking about this week, honestly, in like 1, 2, 3, 4 areas that I can think of where God has brought it to my awareness this week that I've been convincing myself that something is for me. And actually, that's the whole story. I've been myself. You know, I'm going to have to take these tripods for a little walk because I think I made the ridiculously foolish decision before I went live to turn the air conditioning off in the warehouse. Facebook meet Instagram. And now it's getting hot. Why would I have done that? Look, you don't need to slow down and breathe. You need to wake up and live. Cat art right there on the wall. So what does that mean? For some of us, it actually means that we have a God-given gift and ability which we need to plant rightly in him and not do some sort of counterfeit situation around. A God-given gift and ability to be what most people would consider the too much woman. Have you heard about the too much woman? Have you been accused of being the too much woman? Are you telling yourself a story that you're the too much woman? That's what I think about that story. God-driven empire is here, guys. Sam just dropped the comment in. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. You definitely want to go and read the post that I wrote yesterday. Let's just do the thing, the business that you're here to build. Permission to be rich has been the theme this week. Permission to be who you're here to be. And not just permission, but responsibility to admit that if you are a leader, a messenger, a woman of God who has been called to write, speak, pour forth things in a big way, and you're actually here to impact and make millions, rightly planted in God, to and through and for and from him, then now is no longer the time to keep operating from a state of confusion, which is not of God. Now is no longer the time to keep dilly-dallying, second-guessing and dawdling into your path of destiny, because that's not how destiny works. Now is not the time to go into a whole wonderment about whether or not you were secretly born to hide out, you know, in some small quiet corner and maybe you just made it all up. Now is also not the time to operate from a place of shame of everything that you did outside of God, because just because you did a whole thing outside of God doesn't mean that you don't have the gifts that he gave you in the first place. Where do you think the vision came from in the first place? We're talking about certainty here. So God-driven empire is 8 weeks one-on-one with me. We just started. So the first training happened already this morning my time. It was 90 minutes of absolute fire and stripping off admission around things that need and get to go, and also acknowledgement of what needs to start coming through with that fierce, bold spirit that God has given you. And part of that is an acceptance and an admission around the fact that certain people have been born to be leaders who do impact and make millions, rightly planted in God, and that is a supernatural thing beyond your own capabilities or imagination or understanding. But the fact that you tried to, I don't know, like make money, or you did make money, or you did build a whole thing outside of God, doesn't mean that you're not meant to be the all in, on fire, lit up, bold spirited warrior woman of God that he made you to be. And God-driven empire is 8 weeks with me where you're full private client. You can't get away. There's no wriggle room. I'm extraordinarily all in with my private clients. I always do unlimited access. And I only sign you up if you're meant to be there. So it's not a problem. And then we're doing mastermind side of it as well, which means weekly trainings. It's a structured curriculum. And you get to liaise with the other incredible humans who are coming into this work at this level. There are literally just a few days left to join. Is it time to build the business that you're here to be? DM me, God-driven empire, or ask for the post, or just DM me and I'll send you a whole overview and a butt kick post that I wrote yesterday, which hopefully you read, because of course I would assume that you're reading everything I write and post on the internet, so you might have already read it. So that's about that. There's just a couple days left. Your 8 weeks will start when you start. So the fact that we already started, you don't miss out. You'll just come in and start your 8 weeks from there, but it will close out by the end of the weekend. And then it's done, and then the next intake won't be till later in the year, and it will be 50% more than what this current intake is because I went with 2016 prices for this intake. So why did I do that? Because since 2016, I ran a six-week private client container called Rich Hot Empire, which was my signature work, which I loved. And about a year ago, God showed me clearly to put it down. It was done. Let it go. It was complete. It was a very big deal for me, but kind of not, because like whatever God says is always the correct and right thing. But it was still like kind of huge on a business or a natural level. And that was a whole year ago. And so 2 weeks ago, God gave me God-driven empire. And I was like, are you kidding me? How did I not see God-driven empire? Like Rich Hot Empire is obviously God-driven empire and it's a whole new thing. But why did I not see it? It wasn't the right time. So anyhow, because I'm a bit like, I like to be like fun with stuff like that. I was like, well, God-driven empire is the recalibration of what Rich Hot Empire was. So I will recalibrate the prices and I'll charge a 2016 price for that 8 weeks private together. So that's what I've done, but God's clearly shown me this week like that it's going up closer to what its normal regular price point should be, which is actually still less than what it previously was. But next intake will be 50% more, and meanwhile, is this the time to actually press play and go all in to build the freaking thing? Yes, we are very in the practicalities. God-driven empire is very hands-on. It is very no wriggle room. It is very things will get done. Multiple streams of income, multi seven figures as a starting point, please. We do know who we are and what we're actually here for and what he has put inside of us and what gets to come through in a whole new way from God. And obviously, as a dominant part of that, there is the stripping off, the remembering who you always were in God, and then the fierce, bold spirit that gets to come through in sharing that with the world. So message me about that. Do not hesitate or hold back if there is any pull inside of you. If it's not for you, it's not for you, but we'll talk it through together, you and I, and we'll find out. Meanwhile, here is my little message for you for today. Here is a revelation that has been on repeat in my week this week, where there has been not one, not two, not three, but four major things in my life that have been very clearly revealed to me by God as being things which Katrina made up and convinced herself that were true. Now, I don't even mind. There's a part of me that rolls my eyes at myself. You know, when you realize that you were like pushing a story inside of your head that nobody told you to do, and certainly not God, but you had all of these reasons as to why it was true. It's like, it's a bit self-conscious making. It's a bit annoying. If there's other people involved, it's a bit like, ugh. All right, if you've announced it to the world, somebody here has a habit of doing things like that, then you're going to have to deal with that. But whatever, right? Like, I really feel like it's so cool that we get to just be on this journey of having revealed to us the things that God is showing us as truth. It's so cool that when we turn to him and we listen and we are led by the Spirit, that though we might like stumble or we might wander off in our own little ways and wheels and ideas and our own framings of what makes something, I don't know, like godly or right or true or whatever, that he will show us that there will be a reveal, that the truth always comes because he is truth. And if he's in us, then we're literally walking with truth in us. And so we're going to know and we're going to see. But we've got to be okay with, and I'm grateful that God has given me the kick up the butt or slash just the way of living my life for decades now, where I'm really okay with changing my mind. I'm really okay with saying I was wrong. I'm really okay with going, oh, I know I said that to everybody on the entire internet last week, but actually now it's this. And I just kind of laugh at it, and I like to use it as a teaching example even, because I think that it's important. I think that life is not about following through on the exact thing that you said. Life is about following God. It's about following in all the twists and changes and turns. And so life is about following through on truth, not following through on circumstance, yeah? It's very important. So many people give like extra decades, years, months, or whatever it might be to something because they said that that was the thing, or they put a lot of money into it, maybe like a business related thing, or a lot of time into it. And it's pride, it's self-consciousness. You told all your jolly friends. If you're me, you told the entire freaking internet. You really got to just learn to be okay with like, I was wrong. I now see and reflect on all the reasons why I really made a whole story there. And for me, one of the reasons why I wander myself off track, and I just want to speak to you about this for a moment, because I know it's for somebody, whether it's in your business, your money, your relationship, I don't know what area, but one of the things that I'm really good at doing, and thank you, Lord, that you do pull me up though, is I'm really good at convincing myself that something is for me Because I have decided somewhere in that crazy mind of mine, thank you, Lord, for my mind, I've decided somewhere that such and such outcome must look like this. So, for example, I could decide that being a true woman of God has these particular features. Now, if I got that from the Bible, that's true. But even then, if I got it from the Bible, did I then start interpreting it into my own definition, right? So, for example, like if I think like relevant to my messaging and being an entrepreneur and how I speak and shop, I've been a more muted version of myself a lot of the time over the past year because I've been so cognizant, fancy word, cognizant of the fact that I really did a whole thing outside of God previously, and I was very loud and abrasive, and I also swore a lot, and a lot of things that definitely are not going to come back. But I kind of threw the baby out with the bathwater in terms of like my true full-on fire and fierceness has definitely didn't disappear. But I was like a bit more muted in a lot of ways. Now, I don't feel any kind of way about that. I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel like it should have been different. I think it's exactly the process that I needed to go through of surrender, of handing everything over to God, of letting things be stripped off. And I think ultimately he gave me back what was already mine because he'd already given it to me, which is this is who you are, Kat. You do things in this kind of a way. You do speak in this kind of a way. You are a little, you know, like inappropriate in some of the things you use. And I'm not going to use coarse language anymore because I'm just not. But I don't know, random stuff that comes out of my mouth. And you're also a bold, fierce leader, and you are born to make an impact millions upon millions. And what you did in your own strength, building a $30 million business yourself, is nothing compared to what is going to happen in me. But don't make an idea in your head that making a lot of money or helping people to make a lot of money is somehow bad or wrong, right? Which I was like very like, I'm like, I want to make sure I'm not accidentally being, you know, the counterfeit outside of God woman that I was being. And so one thing that I'll sometimes do when I'm convincing myself in business is I'll decide that in order to arrive at a particular destination that maybe God has given me a vision for, that these are probably the steps, or that if I was being diligent, or if I was being righteous, or if I was being a true woman of faith, I would certainly do this and this and this. And I can create a whole story, and I can do this in like the relationship area of my life. I don't really think I do that in friendships. I don't create counterfeit friendships. I just somehow I just got gifted with a gift of only amazing women around me. But I can't think of examples in my life where I walked forward in a friendship that was just like not aligned. I just really believe in aligned friendships. Where else do I do it? Sometimes in how I think I need to eat. Sometimes I make up, like making up rules, making up ideas, making up a process, making up an idea in your head that if you are really committed, for example, as an entrepreneur, or if you are really committed as a godly woman, or if you are really committed as a godly wife, present or future, or if you are really committed as a godly parent, how about that one? Then you would be doing this and this and this and this and this. And meanwhile, a lot of the time, as I was just talking about when I was in the God Driven Empire training with my clients in there, a lot of the time, God didn't say that. And how you know you're convincing yourself of something, whether it's convincing yourself into what you think God's will is, or it's convincing yourself into what you think alignment is, or purpose, or how your business should look, or where money should come from, how about that one? A lot of the time, you can tell that you're in a convincing mode because there's a whole list of explanations as to why this thing is true. And let me tell you something which I have taught for years, but which apparently I still need to hear, which is the more there is a whole list of explanations as to why this thing is true, whether you're like sharing the list with others or it's in your own, you know, wanderings within yourself, the more off track you tend to be. Because when something is true, when there is certainty about it, and I'm talking God certainty, supernatural certainty, not your own made up emotional certainty. When there is a true supernatural certainty, guess what? There's not a whole bunch of explanations and like, let me prove to you why. Now that doesn't mean there is not a whole bunch of reasons as to why it's true, but the whole thing about explaining and going over and over, like, okay, well, you know, this and this and this, and it makes sense because of this, and this is amazing because of this, and now I'm going to explain this to this person over here or whatever. Eh. Because guess what you do when you're certain? Guess what you do when you're certain? Guess what you do when you're operating from certainty? You move forward. Bam. Full steam ahead. And you don't look to the left or the right, and you don't need to explain it to anybody really, but you know, you might share it or whatever, but you don't have an analysis continually going on. Now, I will say that sometimes there's just like a spirit of confusion that needs to be addressed and dealt with, and there needs to be some deliverance that occurs. Because sometimes people are truly living their entire life in a fog of confusion, and they don't even need to be thinking about anything that is correct or true apart from looking to God and speaking certainty, clarity, and a sound mind and that sort of thing over themselves. So that's kind of a conversation for another day. But I really just wanted to call you out today on where are you convincing yourself of things that are for you and it's actually not true. And if that brings something to mind for you, to your awareness, or there's a knowing in your spirit, look, I get it. It can be super annoying. It can be frustrating. It can be self-conscious making. It can put you into a sticky situation where now you're going to have to deal with the fallout of something you already built or invested into or whatever it might be. But is it better to just deal with that now? Like, what's worse? Either way, there's going to be a mess. Do you want the mess of continuing to walk forward, building a thing or doing a thing or creating a thing or selling a thing or making a thing or being in a thing? That's not the thing. And because you're like, don't want to admit that you got it wrong, or you're not in a habit of listening to certainty that God actually places inside of you because you're not in a habit of trusting that there is a different way and that there's a supernatural way and that it doesn't need to make sense in a logical, you know, natural world sense, is it going to end up in more of a mess if you keep pushing forward for a year from now? Where have you been convincing yourself for even an entire, like, the past year, or, oh my gosh, the past decade, or even a few weeks? Where are you pushing forward with something? Is it a business? Is it an income stream that's not an entire business, but it's like one aspect of your business? Is it a relationship? Is it your freaking fitness habit? Where are you pushing forward with something where it's like, this is not it? Like, this ain't it. This is not it. How do I know? Oh my gosh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Here's all these reasons why it probably is the right thing and I should keep going. Yet I know. Yet I have a certainty. Guess what? Entrepreneurs, leaders, messengers, those who were born to make an impact, millions. Let me say something straight to you. Certainty is what sells. Certainty. Now, we don't want like made up in our emotions, yas queen certainty. Hashtag yas queen. We don't want that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about forming a little ring with all the other self-appointed queens of the internet and you all verbally masturbate each other into believing that you're amazing and that you're the queen of the world when in actual fact you're not grounded on anything real. We've all been there. Don't worry. I never did the actual circle thing, but theoretically. Okay? So I'm talking about actual certainty, God certainty, a knowing in your spirit. This is just what is. If you can operate from that, and you can, it's not like a question whether or not you can. If you can operate from that, see, I told you she's just going to say the things. I'm not going to say them with swearing anymore, but I can't promise that I'm not going to say the things. I am going to say the things. It comes out. It's a gift God gave me. It's a way of making a point, isn't it? I like it. Anyway, if you can operate from certainty, and you can, guess what's going to happen to your business and your finances? It's going to go through the roof. Guess what's going to happen to the impact that you're having into the lives of whoever it is that you're here to speak or pour into? That impact is going to go through the roof. Guess what's going to happen to your supernatural receiving of the things that God wants to say to you, speak into you, and you potentially to pass on to others? There is going to be an influx, not because God suddenly started moving more, because he's moving anyway, but because you actually stopped getting into your own mind and your own emotions, your own continual questioning or estimation of what you should be or what is the proper, like, correct, you know, woman of God or woman of faith or entrepreneur or spiritual entrepreneur, oh my gosh, whatever it is that you are. You stopped all of that and you just let God show you what's true, and you just operated from that. And you let your own, I don't know, past shame or uncertainty or condemnation or all the ways in which you mucked it up or you think that you did, you let the past be the freaking past. Remember not the former and consider not the old, and you let the new thing come through. It really takes discipline, I would say, more than courage, to be honest with you. Because the courage bit, like, I don't get that from myself. That's a God thing. The discipline bit even as well. But discipline is always a choice. It's a choice, you know? It's not always easy. Like, I'll get on here and fire up and pour forth a supernatural message that God puts on my heart, and I know I'm speaking truth that people need to hear, including myself. but off camera or behind the scenes, or even on camera, because I'm pretty like transparent in general, I could be questioning or second guessing a ton of things, or in a whole woe is me moment about some choice that I made, or whatever, right? The human things. Nobody that I know, as far as humans on earth, because that's who I know, has graduated from being human. So all of that is still going to be there. You know, I've coached a lot of extremely successful people. I have so many clients who I've mentored and coached over the past nearly two decades now online, and more than a decade just in the like online entrepreneur space specifically. The prior nearly decade was in fitness. So I've been known for coaching the best of the best in the online coaching world. And I have so many clients who've become millionaires, multi-millionaires, and even like eight figures, multi-eight figure entrepreneurs. And I've also coached and mentored people who have 9 and 10 figure empires offline. And I can tell you that there's not a single one of them who has graduated from being human. There is not a single one of them, even those who have the most boldest, fiercest like message of truth, because they actually are a writer, speaker, etc., which plenty of them are. There's not a single one of them who I haven't seen crying on the floor or questioning every different part of who they are, or wondering if they made it all up, imposter syndrome, or so confronted or scared by something that's happening in their life or the next level. But guess what's different about the people whose business makes a lot of money and a lot of impact, the people who are doing work that is truly of service and truly purposeful, and they're truly being who God made them to be? Guess what's different? They said yes anyway. Guess what else? That's a daily thing. It's daily. Like, it's annoying sometimes, because sometimes I wish I didn't even have to make a decision again and that I was just a robot that was going forth with certainty, but not really, obviously, right? So you can have your little moment. You can have your little, like, pour it out to a friend. Better off pour it out to God. Make sure you're not talking to your friends more than God. That's just stupid, right? You can, I don't know, go lay on the couch. I could be lying on the couch contemplating all my uncertainties instead of talking to you here right now. Is that like intelligent? Is that going to serve me? Or am I going to go, you know what? That part of me gets to be dealt with in my prayer time, in my journaling, in the appropriate right friendships, inner circle, etc. And meanwhile, though, I've got a job to do. God gave me a job to do. I'm here on a mission. There are things that I am meant to be doing. There is a thing I'm meant to be speaking forth. There is God-driven empire, which has just left the starting gates. And I've got 3 or 4 days left to call in and speak to the exact women who are meant to be in that 8-week one-on-one container with me. So you better get to work, girl. I actually didn't feel like laying on the couch for an hour instead of doing this, but sometimes I do. I thought about it because I walked past the couch, and oftentimes I do lay on the couch and just dream and vision, which is quite nice. You know what? Certainty is a choice. Certainty is what sells. Don't expect your clients or your community or your future clients to be more certain about buying from you than what you are. And so if you're not showing up in certainty, you better go get on your knees about that. But you better also just kind of go, all right, enough is enough. Time for a little bit of a, you know, slap on the face and a cup of tea or espresso would be preferable. Just do it. You do know what to do. You do know what to do. And if you're a child of God and you're led by the Spirit of God, you don't need to even know that you know what to know what you need to do, which is really where you want to be. You just need to start speaking that truth and that certainty over it. Yourself, each being yourself in this case. So that's it. I'm going to go because I want to write a blog. It's a blog I was going to write yesterday and I never got to it. But we're going to do it now. Oh my gosh. My own Facebook group is telling me that my comment might go against my own club rules, group rules. No, it doesn't. So, God-driven empire. I'm laughing because of something that I just saw Sam text me. Yes, God-driven empire. I'm trying to find what I was going to read to you, which is already in the comments. WhatsApp is just honestly so problematic lately. It does whatever it wants. God-driven empire has begun. I did the week one training earlier this morning. It was 90 minutes of absolute awesomeness. The assignments are incredible. It will kick your butt. There is a stripping off that must occur before we can come through with the new things that you should be building, selling, marketing. And we're going to be doing all of those things together in God-driven empire. It is extremely hands-on and extremely, you will not be getting away with dropping in on exactly who it is that God designed you to be. And what does that look like in the here and now? What does that look like in the here and now? That's what we're going to be looking at. So You've got a couple days left. I don't know why on earth you would wait a couple more days till the end game, but if that's the kind of person you're going to be right now, then so be it. I will close it out by the end of the weekend. My suggestion is, if there is any pull, any call inside of you, if you know that you're a woman born to lead and part of that is making and impacting millions, rightly planted in God, led by faith, led by the Spirit of God, but yes, there is stuff that needs to be done in your business and there should be more streams of income and there should be whatever there should be in that high to low ticket, multi seven figure and beyond empire, the way he chose it to be, message me now. 8 weeks fully private with me to do the thing of building the business you're here for. Hands on, I am going to kick your butt and we are going to be held to the fire and the entire thing is led by God. And so it is already off to a roaring start. Final days to join. This is not the time to dawdle. If you're here to make an impact, millions and share the true message, then this is what I'm here to helm for you. This is what God has given me. God-driven empire, the price will go up by 50% for the next intake. So you can send me a message and we will talk it through. If it's not for you, awesome. Well, that's fine. Something else will be for you. And if it is, awesome, awesome, and we'll get you in. So message me on Insta or Facebook and we will chat personally. I'll send you an overview. I'll talk through some of the curriculum with you. And obviously we'll talk about you and what you're most wanting to see shift or change or what you know it's time for. So if you do message me, you might as well just tell me that straight away, or you can just message me and I'll send you the overview. But I would want to know those things anyhow, obviously, in the conversation. All right, I'm going to go have an amazing, beautiful rest of the day or evening. Leave me a comment if you watch on replay and don't forget, life is now. Press play. Yes, there was another incredible fiery episode of the Faith, Fire and Flow podcast show. It is my honor and absolute delight and just a blessing to get to bring this to you. I trust that you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you would like more of the spirit-led downloads and just the straight up wake up, shake up in your faith that you need in your business, money and life, then go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/podcast. Great gift. See what I made you. And I'm going to pass it over to my team now just to read out a few of our incredible reviews. I so appreciate your reviews, your encouragement, your comments, and just your feedback on this show. And I love to share that with you. Have an amazing rest of the day or evening, wherever you are in the world, and keep pressing play.